It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex. And you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast of DonkeyJawProjects.com. And this is my version of a working hangout. Yeah. So if you guys watch Jeff Lafferty's ArtCast working hangout shows, you know what I'm talking about. Which most of you probably do. Because we're all listening to each other's and watching each other's videos and things. Seems like. But yeah. You're going to hear some clicking and clacking. Pipe rolling around in the back of the truck. Driving around. Doing deliveries. That's what I do, son. It's been crazy week, I guess. Been a lot of snowing and stuff going on. Had a day off this week. Was supposed to have an appointment with my wife, to the doctor's, and ended up canceling it, and it was just super snowy, and I was just like, well, it's kind of dumb for me to go to work. It's going to be nasty out anyways. I already got the day off. I might as well. They're not going to be doing anything, which they didn't. So just kept the day off, figured I'd get some stuff done. And instead of getting anything done, I just went on the ArtCaster's working hangout and hung out with them for a little while. And then after the show, because I actually got there pretty late, but after the show, you know, we still hung out for a little while, me, Peter, and Jeff, just talking and stuff. And I don't know, I've been kind of thinking a lot about what we were talking about and stuff. And I mean, I won't let out anything if there's like secrets, which I don't think there even is anyways, but but there's, you know, I can talk about some of the conversations because they're more pertaining to me anyways. But yeah, I didn't really mean to, but I kind of just let some of my frustrations loose. Like, just was, you know, I don't know, just kind of, I guess, asking them questions and just explaining some things that were frustrating to me. And, you know, I don't know why, like, it's, you know, like I said, I didn't mean to, but I kind of did throughout the, it just kind of came up somehow in the conversation. And they were really encouraging, you know. They were just like, it was kind of really cool because what I'm starting to notice is, you know, a lot of these guys who are doing these art casts and all that stuff and spending a lot of time outside of Mike Fleming Jr., but a lot of these guys are actually, like, you know, sometimes scraping by, sometimes doing well, but making a living doing their art, you know. And it's so cool. And, you know, I'm always like, man, I wish I had more time to get in there. And I think about why I don't. And then I'm like, oh yeah, obviously, they do it while they're working, you know, doing their art and stuff. And that's what they do for work, so, you know, they kind of have the time to do that. I mean, if they couldn't do it while they were working, they wouldn't really have the time, but I guess they do. So, that is cool, and it's always good to get kind of double duty out of stuff. And so, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about what they were kind of suggesting and things, and, you know, they kind of were gently talking, kind of almost saying, you know, probably, you know, not having focused on one thing, it might be, you know, kind of messing you up or whatever. And, you know, I was pretty much bringing up the same point because it's true. So, you know, I've been kind of thinking about that. And I don't know. I don't really know, like, they were saying that, you know, I don't know, just talking to them about it and, you know, just thinking that, you know, they're making it work. There's no reason why, I mean, granted, I mean, Peter Palmiotti has years of experience inking, so, you know, he's definitely become a professional doing that, so, you know, I don't, he kind of has that, and Jeff Lafferty is just a ridiculously amazing artist, you know, I mean, everybody has room to grow, we all have room to grow, but he's pretty obviously, you know, super good, you know, I think a lot of us would probably love to be able to kind of draw that well, or paint that well, and I'm sure he feels he has plenty of room for improvement, too. That's kind of the curse of all of us artists. We always feel like we're, you know, go through times where we kind of feel like we're not as good as somebody else or whatever. But, you know, the point is they're both accomplished artists. So, you know, maybe I shouldn't be like, oh, well, if they can do it, I can do it. Because I guess maybe... I probably am not quite at that level yet anyways, but I think I am enough, though, because there's a lot of people doing, like, lesser art, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say that, because there's a lot of people who are either at my level or better. Most people probably are. But there's definitely... I've seen examples of people who are kind of not as good maybe as me, or maybe at my level or something, doing it, you know, and making a living with this stuff. And, you know, I'm only going to get better the more I do it, you know, so if I really work hard at it, I mean, I have been, but, you know, if I work harder, you know, I'll get better. There's definitely a lot of room for me to work a lot harder. I've been kind of having a hard time even touching the sketchbook, you know, within the last, I don't know, last 4 months, really, technically, because I was focusing on the beats, and then this last month, I kind of thought I was going to get back in the groove of it, but, you know, it's not that easy. You can't just, like, go back to it. Like, you had, like, I don't know, like, just getting into my sketchbook and stuff has been kind of tough, you know? Like, I'll take my sketchbook out. I've taken it out, you know, many times. And, you know, it'll just sit there, and I'll try to sketch something, and it just, I'm not inspired. So I, you know, go on my phone and try to find inspiration and start to get inspired, and then I get distracted, because usually I'm doing this while I'm hanging out with my wife, so it's like, you know, she comes first, you know, during that time, really, so I, you know, we do our thing, and we watch TV and do our thing, and, you know, I'm just having a hard time focusing on drawing at all, you know, so yesterday I actually brought out the sketchbook. I was at work, and it was a really slow day, and, you know, I just grabbed the pencil and kept it simple and drew a few things that I saw around me, you know, I just sketching them out, nothing great, you know, just working things out, and, you know, that felt good, and then I brought it out again at night, and, you know, I was, again, having a hard time really putting lines down and stuff, so, but, you know, I did get, like, a little stupid drawing of this. I was trying to draw, like, a, what I was gonna call a badass unicorn or whatever. Like, that was gonna, you know, I did some reference shots of horses and stuff a while back. Oh, I did draw that not too long ago, but, you know, so, I don't know, I didn't know what to draw, so I figured I'd play around with that a little bit again, and I literally just drew one, like, horse head, but I did it, like, in a goofy, like, graffiti, like, not so great, like, I don't know, I guess more abstract style, contour style or something. And it was, I mean, it's just a little thing, it's nothing. But, you know, I don't know, at least I put the pen down on the paper and made some marks, you know, so that was good. I've been kind of inspired by this guy named, what's his name? I'm trying to think of what it's called. It'll come to me. But anyways, he's like a, not like a graffiti artist or like graffiti sticker artist. And he does like these water, I think watercolors, maybe acrylics and stuff too. On a lot of times on cardboard. And they're like, they're just like these abstract heads. Sometimes there's words and stuff. And they're colorful. I don't know. And I think they're pretty cool, you know. He also does them on stickers, and, you know, he has an eBay account, and he just links his, you know, Instagram and whatever to his eBay account, and sells through there, and it looks like he gets some sales that here and there and stuff. He has a lot of stuff up there, and seems like he's always pretty active, so that was kind of inspiring, because it's like, I could do stuff like that, you know, not that it was bad, like, it was good, it was well done, but, you know, nothing's really in great proportion because that's kind of the point of it. It's like a distorted version, like an abstract version of, like, heads and stuff and whatever else he draws. But usually it's just, like, funky-looking heads. It's like, I could do that all day, really. But, you know, I don't know that I have the paint application skills that he does yet, but I feel like I could build up to something like that, I guess is what I'm saying. So I don't know, I was kind of inspired by that when I was making the horse. I made him look all funky and stuff, and then I came across the newest video by Jake Parker, which was surprising. I'm not even subscribed to him on YouTube. So I'm excited about that. I almost didn't want to record this podcast because I wanted to watch, well, listen at least to some of his other videos and stuff. But, you know, I just decided, I had kind of some inspiration to record, and I have the opportunity, and I'm not going to have the opportunity again maybe for the rest of the week. I'm not sure. So it's Thursday, so usually if I don't get it out on Thursday or Friday at least, then it's like, oh, now I gotta scramble on Monday to record it and put it up and stuff, and it gets to be a pain. But one thing that was really cool that I found out was that I can kind of upload my podcast straight to YouTube from my phone, and I might even be able to edit the podcast straight on my phone. I just gotta grab my intro and outro and put them on my phone so I can use those too. So I gotta see if that's even a thing that's possible. Something I definitely hope I can get to soon, because that'll just make things a little easier. And then, you know, I won't have to, like, do any editing, you know, on the computer, so I can just, it'll make uploading this to my sites and everything a lot easier. And you know, the podcast art, you know, I can attach to the audio through my phone. I knew that this app that I use, which is really cool app, works like that, like that they had a lot of options. I just never took the time to look into it, and the other day I kind of did. So that was cool. I've been meaning to. So, anyways, that was just a side note, but, yeah, so, you know, that graffiti guy was really inspiring, and then this Jake Parker video, you know, came, and it was like, it was time for me to go to bed, so I kind of watched it right before I went to bed, and of course, it got me super inspired, And it's like, okay, I have to go to sleep now, and that sucks. You know, I can't do art or something. Yeah, nothing ever happens in the right time. But, so, this one, this video, you guys definitely got to check it out. Hopefully I remember to link it in the show notes. But, you know, go to, I think it's just Jake Parker on YouTube. I think it's just his, like, what he's called on there or whatever, straight up. So, that's a good thing. But, I mean, you guys all know his site. Everybody's, like, familiar with the Inktober stuff and all that. So, you know, just look up Jake Parker. Google it. I'll try to leave it in the show notes. But you guys probably won't even go to the show notes anyway, so. But they're there. You know, I always put, you know, try to put the links and stuff to things that I talk about. So, you know, check that out. And while you're there, subscribe to the mailing list. All right, anyways. So I guess I was, you know, just, you know, this video was just real quick. I'll let you know kind of what it was. But he has, like, this other challenge that he challenged himself. He started, and it's really cool. It's called Draw 100 Things, I think it's called. And basically the idea of it is you, like, if there's something you want to, and this is really cool because I've been looking for something like this. Like, I've even been Googling stuff like this to kind of, what do I do as an artist to kind of expand my imagination and have cooler stuff to draw and all that. I keep thinking, you know, how do I do this? How do I, because I love Kirby stuff. I love, you know, I don't know, like, what's his name? Brandon Graham. Like, a lot of these kind of more indie artists. I can't think of names right now. I haven't had any coffee today, and it's already late in the day. But anyways, so I can't think of names for some reason. But anyways, like, any of these artists that are kind of like, outsider art, indie art, underground comics type of styles, things like that, who get kind of really funky and trippy with their stuff and get just really imaginative, you know. And even just Kirby, you know, Kirby's imagination is just so immense, you know, when you read his books and, you know, look at the stuff he came up with. And, you know, I guess Steranko would be like a guy who's like that, which I haven't really studied his work that much, but I guess I think it was more his design ability to, like, do some crazy designs. I've seen some stuff, but I want to, you know, kind of dive deeper into his work. You know, and just, there's a lot of artists. There's tons of artists out there who inspire me in that way. And I just want to be more imaginative. And I feel like all my ideas are just constantly the same stuff. But, you know, then I look at, like, Ryan Wheaton, and I think his stuff is really imaginative too. Like, he comes up with really cool stuff, and you know, but he also does draw a lot of the same things, and then he'll just draw different versions of the same things and stuff like that. So, you know, it's weird. You know, I still think of him as an imaginative, so maybe I'm not so bad. You know, maybe I just need to. And that's kind of what this whole video was about. Like, he said, draw one thing 100 times, basically, but you're drawing it in different ways. So his thing was, like, this helper bot or whatever. And it was just, like, he kept kind of the face the same. And the face was just, like, this round face with round eye shapes. And the suit that the character wore was kind of the same. Like, it was just, like, this, you know, he's kind of a robot, but he's, like, doesn't look like robot-y necessarily all the time. Like a softer-looking robot, I guess. So, I don't know. You have to see it. But, basically, he just drew, like, well, he started off, like, the challenge for him was, and he did this through, you know, a few years or whatever, but, you know, there's no time limit necessarily on this. But he drew, like, 100 versions of that, like, helper bot. So, you know, some would have, like, tentacles, some would, I mean, a lot of, he was playing, a lot of times playing with just shapes and stuff, and, you know, some would be big, some would be small, some had, like, a lot of, like, mechanical things to it, some of them, like, you know, there's just so many different things that he did. And then he ended up expanding it to 200, so he actually did 200 versions of this design, and so it was just, I mean, and he just went through all 200 while he was talking about it, and explaining, you know, why he does this, and, you know, his process, and what the challenge is like, and what it does, and whatever, like, all that stuff. And it's just amazing, the crazy stuff he came up with. I wish I could draw, you know, that well. But, so, I was really excited by that. So I don't know, I might do my own version of that challenge or something. I don't know, we'll see. But, so yeah, that was exciting and interesting. And I also watched a lot of, and yeah, this is a rambly podcast if you don't know by now. This isn't going to be, have like a specific topic, but I just have a lot on my mind I feel like talking about. So, and then I was watching yesterday, I was watching, you know, a lot of, like Peter Palmiotti, he just did that, he was trying to do that cover for 8 hours, he was working on one piece, so he did like an 8-hour hangout where it was mostly him for like the first 4 hours, and then Kevin Cross came on, and then Scott Stricklin came on, and I've probably other, maybe Jeff Lafferty came on eventually, I know he was planning to or something, but I didn't get, you know, I had to cut it off like an hour or two before it ended, but I'll probably go back and watch it. But, you know, that was really interesting and fun to listen to. I didn't, you know, watch all, like, all of it. Like, I watched, like, maybe an hour of, you know, when it was just Peter Palmiotti, and then I kind of fast-forwarded it to Kevin Cross when he came on, and then I just kind of watched it from there, and they were all talking and stuff, and, and it was cool, and the, I'll give you a little hint, there's a kind of a big announcement in there, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but if you've watched it, you know. But Kevin Cross kind of dropped a bomb there that I thought was really awesome and interesting, and I'm so excited about it. So go check it out. Peter Palmiotti's YouTube page, the one where he does the 8-hour video, check that out. So, and if you don't know, soon you will know, probably. But that being said, you know, I was really inspired by the stuff they were saying, and Kevin Cross was talking about music for a while. That was cool to hear, too. And I don't know, through this whole process, well, there was one, I guess I'll mention another thing that Kevin was talking about. He mentioned that there was a, he mentioned that, like, January, like, he had plans to do stuff and get stuff done, and then January just sucked, you know, for him, and a bunch of stuff changed. And, man, that's so similar to me right now. Like, I had plans, I was excited. You know, let's start this year off good. Let's make some goals. I mean, I was a little ambiguous, but it was hard for me to get into the goal thing. Even though I like doing that, but I guess I got so burnt out. And so January was kind of, even though I was able to get some things done and get this technology situation fixed and stuff, It was really kind of a bust, man. Like, I just wasn't able to, like, figure out my goals. I had a hard time being inspired. Well, I guess also I was really focused on making music and stuff, too, because I did a lot of work for the Shadow Locust album, which, like I said in the last podcast, you know, the main part of that is done, like the music part, like a lot of that is done, so I'll still have to do some things here and there. I still got to send some files over, and I might have to do some more recording and stuff here and there, but, you know, I got, like, the big hunk of it done that I needed to get done, and whatever else I can just kind of do as we go. Shouldn't be too big a deal. And so I kind of was really distracted, and also my sister-in-law brought up that January just sucks in general. Like, people die in January a lot, like, for some reason. It's like they want to get to, like, one more year, and then, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, and we had, like, a death in the family this year, unfortunately, in January. It wasn't that long ago, and so that was, like, sudden, and nobody expected it, you know. And, yeah, I had to pump the brakes there because it's a little slippery on the road here. But, you know, I wasn't going too fast anyway, so I'm actually pretty safe driver. I've never gotten in an accident, like in a real accident in my life. Popped a tire the other recently, but you know, I didn't hit any cars. And it wasn't like too crazy. I just kind of skidded a little bit and hit the curb, so whatever. That doesn't happen very often either, like, or ever, really. But anyways, what was I talking about? like how January goes, like, you know, we had a death in the family that really sucked, and just some other things, you know, happened. And I think last year or the year before, we had a death in the family at the same time, and that was a big one. And you know, so seems like January is a rough month, man. I don't know. I think she's kind of right. So, my sister-in-law who mentioned that. So, today, you know, I don't know, through all that stuff, you know, I've just been more thinking. Like, I haven't known what to do, and I almost don't want to listen to music, because every time I listen to music, it makes me want to make music, and I really do want to make a lot more music, but it's not, I don't think music is going to be the main meat of what I do. You know, I want to make a living with all this stuff, but the main meat of it is going to be the art stuff, you know. And what I kind of got inspired today and kind of came to some conclusions about what I want to do next. Finally, you know, it's February 4th or no, 5th. So I'm finally, like, coming around to getting inspired again, you know, and ready to, like, go forth. And next week I'm going to sign up for GTS again, the guys who are helping me with the beats. And I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to tell them I'm not really doing beats exactly. I mean, that's going to be a part of what I do. But, you know, I'm going to go forth with my art and stuff. And that's going to be, like, what you guys hopefully can help me with, because, you know, they're, you know, the stuff they talk about can really work for anything, you know, so it's, I think, going to be helpful. So anyway, so I'm going to do that, sign back up for that, and, you know, just push hard. And I don't mean, like, in an annoying way so much, but I am going to be, you know, with no apologies, pushing stuff in certain ways that, you know, us artists don't tend to do or don't tend to be comfortable with. But I'm starting to be a little more comfortable with some of this stuff, because I know I'm coming from a good place. You know, I know I'm coming from the love of it, and I know I'm coming from, you know, a non-greedy point of view. I'm not, like, trying to be, like, this weird businessman that, like, you know, a jerky salesman type. I'm just trying to be authentic with all this. I've never wanted to be anything other than that, you know? So I'm starting, I guess, to just know who I am and be comfortable with being a little more forthright about some of this stuff. And I'll leave it there, because I got to stop at this job site here, which they didn't plow, so this is going to be fun. All right, I'll talk to you guys in a minute. All right, so my plans. I feel like there was something else that I thought of that I wanted to get to first. But, oh, that's right. So, another thing that, you know, Peter and Jeff were telling me that, you know, or brought up, I don't remember who, but, you know, they both were talking about it, I guess. We all were talking. And brought up the idea, I think it was Jeff, because he was like, you know, have you ever seen the Shaytards or whatever? And I was like, yeah, you know, I've seen them. I've seen a lot of their stuff. I like them. And, you know, he was mentioning that, you know, some people on YouTube, you know, they've become, you know, famous and made a living just straight off of their personality. And he wasn't saying, like, just, like, talking to people and stuff. You don't even have to do crazy, like, art and whatnot, which is very true. There's a lot of YouTube successes who have done that. But, you know, obviously I'm not anything like, you know, the Shaytard guy or anything. As far as my personality, he's very, I wish I had such a excitable, bouncy, bold personality sometimes. I guess I don't wish I had his personality, but I like that kind of personality, and that's probably why he's made a lot of money, because he's fun, you know. And so, but that's not, you know, I'm different than that. But he said, you know, he kind of complimented me, which was really cool, you know. I appreciated it. And is that, and they both said that, you know, they like my show and stuff, and, you know, they hear me talk, and, you know, I have, you know, something that people like to listen to, I guess. You know, they said they enjoy it, at least. So that's all, that was encouraging, you know. I mean, I don't know what it is, if I do have something or whatever, but, you know, I do try to just be myself, and if that resonates, it seems like it resonates with people sometimes, so that's cool. So, you know, that was encouraging, and it wasn't like, I don't want to be, like, just a personality, you know, anyways, and I've always felt like I've had kind of an awkward personality and things like that, but I think through doing this podcast for so long and, you know, starting to get on video, I mean, I've done so many videos, so many podcasts now at this point that I've become a lot more comfortable with talking, and I've also, you know, through work and stuff, become a little more talkative towards people and been a little more okay with, you know, bringing up my ideas and my views and stuff, and, you know, not being so timid, you know. And I've, the same with my family, I've been a lot more verbal, and, you know, I guess the awkward moment level has gone down. And I even said that to my mom recently. I was like, I'm, you know, my personality is kind of weird, I get awkward moments and stuff sometimes and blah blah blah, and she's like, I don't think you're awkward at all. And I mean, that's my mom, you know, she's gonna say nice things anyways because she loves me, but you know, that was kind of interesting though, because I always just kind of felt like I was pretty awkward, but maybe that's just more me than anyone else. So, I guess, you know, that's a good part of maybe what I'm, should be doing, I guess, and obviously, you know, I can't not do my art. That was kind of a thing we talked about too, is like, I can't just not do the art. Like, every time I put it down, I pick it up, like, within a day or something, or more or less, or whatever, but, you know, sometimes I've almost put it down for a week, you know, the art and the music, whatever, creative things, because I put art down for long periods of time, but it was just because I was working on music and vice versa. I've never stopped working on creative projects, you know, ever since I was like in high school, you know, freshman, you know, maybe even probably earlier. But it's amazing that I haven't gotten more done. But anyways, so, you know, I'm going to keep doing that. And maybe the personality is a big part of it. And I guess, you know, what I'm getting to is now is what am I thinking for the future, for this year and maybe forever, hopefully, I guess. I don't know if it works. I don't know. I guess it just talking to them really encouraged me that, and then watching Kevin and, you know, Scott, they're all making a living doing their art, you know, and you know, sometimes it's a little really rough, but they're scraping by and they get through it. And sometimes they have really good times where they're making a lot of money, but they have to work really hard. And so it is what it is, but they're doing it, you know, and they're not, you know, I don't know. It's cool to see that it's possible. You know what I mean? And especially with Jeff, because he's doing it in a way where he's kind of doing fun art, you know. The other guys are doing it, and some of the stuff's fun, but, you know, any given time, you might be doing a project for a client who wants you to draw stuff you don't like to draw, you know. And it's hard to work for clients like that, but I think it's a little easier to work on commission because you don't have to be, like, subject to the whims of what everybody thinks and wants from you. You know, I think with commissions, you know, you kind of just get my style doing this character or whatever, you know. So that's what you get, you know. Okay. So that truck's just trying to be a jerk. Anyways. So, you know, I like that model, you know, the model that Jeff uses where he's making, you know, doing mostly commissions and then his fantasy paintings and stuff. And, you know, and that'll morph and change, but it's always kind of been that, you know, create art and sell it type of thing. And then prints can be part of it. So I kind of want to move towards something as that, like that, more as my core. And I want to move towards that becoming a significant part of my income, you know, supplementing what I do in my day job. Because I'm not so miserable at my day job that I can't, you know, be happy doing both for a while until I can make a transition. And then once I can prove to myself that, okay, yeah, I can make money with this stuff, you know, even on a smaller level, once I prove to myself that, then I can say, okay, maybe it's a lot easier to make the leap here if I'm starting to make a few hundred dollars a month, you know, or something like that. So, you know, if I can make a few hundred dollars a month doing it part-time, you know, how much more will I make if I do a full-time type of idea, you know? So I want to make a transition. There's no way I can do this without making a transition like that. So, but the thing is I make so little money as it is, like, it won't be hard really to replace that income. It shouldn't be too hard. I don't know. I mean, it'll be hard. It's a challenge to make the artwork work. But I don't know. I was encouraged to see other people doing it. And, you know, I see it all the time. I watch these videos and stuff all the time. But I don't know. It was cool that I was sitting there and it was almost like a therapy session. An unintentional therapy session. Like, they were just being cool, you know, and they're like, you can do it and stuff. And I don't know, it's just cool to actually talk to them, which I do already, but usually it's not quite like this. So, you know, and they might not even thought of it as being like that, I don't know, because we were just talking, you know. I mean, it wasn't all about me, thankfully, but somehow we got on the subject of me for a while. So yeah, I'm thinking that the core of what I'm going to do is going to be less project-based and more selling art-based. and selling, maybe hopefully I can get the beats going too. You know, that'd be, if I could get both going, that'd be sweet, but it's hard to do the beats and it's hard to do the art, you know, and it's hard to, and, you know, that whole thing of focusing on one thing, you know, they brought up that as a good point, and I agree, you know, but the only thing with that is I just don't know if it's possible. I have tried to focus, and it just, I mean, I've talked about it over and over on this podcast, and I think I just don't have the ability, at least not right now. I don't know. But I can apply the focus thing a little bit different, maybe. You know, there's this thing, like, you're not supposed to multitask. So, like, this is a big kind of thing within the marketing guru circles or whatever, is, you know, they've kind of come to the conclusion that a lot of people have that multitasking is just not worthwhile, you know. So you need to, like, have periods of focus, though. But it won't be like maybe I can have smaller periods of focus. Like how Peter did that 8-hour thing where he was just working on that one thing. And, you know, I do find once you get into that intense focus, you can really get stuff done a lot quicker, because, you know, things are coming together. Like, so when I say periods, I mean like hours. Like, okay, instead of trying to do a bunch of things in the next, you know, I have a time of 3 hours, maybe I can do some stuff. Instead of trying to do a bunch of things, let me just focus on one project and do that, you know. I don't know, maybe that's a way I can do it. We'll see. But I mean, I can't stop doing the music and I can't stop doing the art. They're both going to be in there. I can't just say 100% no to comics, but that isn't going to be the main thing of what I'm doing, you know, because it's just not, it doesn't make money, you know. Maybe one day it will, you know, but I'm not betting on it, you know what I mean? But I can't stop doing it, you know. I love comics too much. So it'll still be a part of my business in that it's, you know, something that I publish, something that I, you know, do videos about, things like that. And, you know, so in that way, it will be, man, this person is driving in the lane between the HOV lane and the regular lanes. Like, they don't realize that's not a real lane. Okay. It is snowy, but I don't know. It must not be from around here. Anyways. So, I don't know. I just, so I'm not going to, comics won't be a focus, but here's an announcement. I am going to finish out my 100 days of making comics. But, you know, I'm going to continue treating it the way I was treating it before. Like, some people, one person specifically, seems to be, feel very strict about the rules. And it's not Kevin either. And, I don't know, it's just funny. I'm poking fun a little bit. But the rules, you know, technically, like, kind of how it was done by Kevin, and I think how people take it, is you got to do it every single day for 90 days, no matter what, because the whole point is to fit time into your busy schedule and do it for 30 minutes a day. But that, even Kevin is like, you know, that's not necessarily the rules, that's just how I did it. And whatever, like, I don't care. I didn't care about that even from the beginning. Like, I was just trying to do it, you know. And I did end up doing it every day for a while, but, you know, I'm definitely not doing that now. Because, like I said, comics are not going to be, comics may never be my main part of my business, the main meat of my business. But they're always going to be part of my business. But, you know, they're like the passion project that I do as I can here and there. And, you know, but my real work is going to be basically making art and selling it. And I'm not sure what that form is going to take exactly yet. But I think I am going to start doing some fan art stuff. But I'm not going to do it like I'm not going to, I don't know if I'm going to try to sell it or not. Like, I think I might just do, like, you know how Scott Circlin kind of does, like, a fan art Friday thing. Like, I'm not going to do it, like, prescribed a specific time each week. But I'm going to start doing videos where I'm drawing, you know, something that is something that people know, you know. And then, you know, I'll just keep those for shows. Like, I'll sell them maybe at shows or whatever, because it just seems a little more acceptable at shows. As, you know, one-off pieces, not prints. And then I might slip them in, you know, to packages when I sell other art and stuff. And also, the way I'll do it is commissions. You know, if somebody wants me to draw, you know, a character they like or a person they like or whatever, that's how I'll do it. And, you know, but the point of it is just to show people, you know, it's a way to hook people in to what I do, you know, and plus it's fun, you know, it's just fun to draw fan art stuff. So, I don't want that to be the main thing I do, but it's going to be part, because basically the way I'm going to sell my stuff is probably going to be a lot of commission work, hopefully, you know, God willing, hopefully I'll be praying and working hard to make it happen, you know. So, and then, you know, I'll find some of my own things that are just, like, not so, fan art based or property based. Hopefully I'll find more of that stuff than the fan art stuff. But like I said, I'm not going to be opposed at all to, creating fan art on a certain level, you know. I won't be making prints, you know, or anything like that, but I don't know, maybe I will even sell them on eBay, who knows, but I don't want that to be the main part of what I do either. There's going to be a lot of parts to what I do. I'm not going to focus, you know. I just, if I can't focus, I'm just going to know that I'm not going to focus. But I guess what the focus will be is basically what they were saying, you know, the personality thing, you know. It's basically going to be me making YouTube videos. That's like the main, this is what my business is. And I'm not saying making a living off of YouTube ads is what I'm going to make a living off of. That'll just be one thing that will be something I make money from. But, you know, hopefully, I mean, I haven't made a penny from it yet. You know, you got to get to a lot of views per video before you start really making money with that. So that's way down the road. And to me, that's just going to be a supplement. That's not going to be anything I'm relying on as my basic income. But I'm not going to leave the money on the table either. You know what I mean? I'm not going to just let it, you know, have an opportunity there to make a little extra money and not use it, you know. You know, people don't want to spend money for art. People don't respect art enough to spend real money on it. Well, then they're going to get some ads in their videos. You know what I mean? I mean, it sounds maybe a little crass, but why, we should have no, us as artists should have no problems with putting ads in things, because nobody wants to pay for our stuff, so we might as well have advertisement money coming our way. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm kind of got my panties up in a bunch about that one. But, so yeah, I mean, that's basically it. That's the plan, man. Like, I'm just going to make videos, like tons of videos, and, maybe even multiple ones a day sometimes, you know, when I really start getting hot. And then sometimes it might be only 3 a week, you know. I'm not going to make any strict rules. I'm just going to make lots of videos. I already got, I think 4 videos that are tutorials on how to create a Weebly site. So I'm just trying to get the affiliate stuff squared away there. And it's going to be all based around art and stuff like that. But you know, with the Weebly site thing, that is a service that I use that I love. You know, I really love that service. I believe in it. I think it's cool. And I always tell my friends about it, and it's like, I might as well be advertising, you know, using the affiliate program while I'm doing this, because I'm, like, basically being a salesman for them without actually getting any money for it, you know, because I just, it's a product I really like, and I would love to see other people start using it, because it makes my life easier as an artist, you know. So I put up some, they're already actually up on YouTube, but I don't know if they're public or not. I kind of made them, like, there's a way you can make stuff, like, it's, like, not 100% published, but it's, like, if I send a link to somebody, they can watch it, you know what I mean? So I don't know if people have seen them or not yet. I don't really get how that all works, but eventually I'm going to make them actually public and, you know, put some art on it and stuff, but I want to make sure there's links in there first for affiliate links. And I mean, I don't think I'm going to really, I probably won't even get one sale off of it right now, but, you know, who knows, maybe those videos will eventually get a lot of views because people will be searching how to do certain things on Weebly, and, you know, eventually maybe I'll get a lot of views and maybe some, you know, some YouTube ad money and maybe some affiliate money, maybe somebody will sign up for the service because I'm helping them out with it, you know. And I think if you're providing a service that's helpful to people, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to make a little money from it, you know? And it helps that company helps me, and it's just a win-win situation, you know? I don't expect to make tons of money, but I want to start setting up all these little kind of streams, you know, of money, you know? Because that's one thing with the GTS guys is, you know, they sell beats, and they teach people how to make money selling beats. And yes, that is like the main part of what they do. But they also sell other things. And there's like there's a lot of things that circle around selling beats where they make money, you know. And it's like, it's not one thing that makes them the money that gives them the living, you know. That makes them, you know, be able to make a living. It's a combination of a lot of different things. And a lot of different offers on their beats too. Like they have certain beat packages where you can buy like 5 of them for like $10. And then there's ones where you lease one for $25. And, you know, depending on the rights you would like to purchase, you can all the way up to like $100 you can lease them, you know, if you want almost exclusive rights. Or you could buy it outright exclusively for, like, hundreds of dollars, you know, or however much the person. So there's that. There's those different levels. Then there's also, like, special offers behind the scenes. There's, like, a lot of different levels to things. Then people also sell, like, they'll sell stuff to producers as well, like training courses and also, like, sound kits and stuff like that. For, you know, them to make beats, a lot of producers need, like, drum kits and stuff, and just different sounds, so they'll either create the sounds and sell them, or that's basically what they'll do, is create the sounds and stuff. So there's that, there's a bunch of other things, you know, that people, that they can put within their business to kind of, so it's a bunch of little things. They also get ad revenue from things and just a bunch of different things. There's so many different ways you can make money online, really. And if you start adding a bunch of them up, they can amount to something. So, you know, right now I got the Patreon thing, and that's more to support what I do, and that goes back into the business type of stuff. And then there's, which if you'd like to support... go to patreon.com, and the link will be in the show notes. I don't remember what it's called. I need to memorize that link. But that's basically just a place to donate money and help out, you know, on a monthly basis. And so I still got to go over there and do some renovating. But basically, I'm not trying to, like, offer a ton of stuff through there. I just want, you know, it to be a place where people can donate if they'd like to support, you know. So there's that. you know, I'll have my toys, my books, my music. Hopefully I'll be able to get those streams going, you know, on a small level each. And then that way, if one dries up, I can work on it to maybe make it get it up and going again. But if it does dry up, I have other things that are giving me money. You know what I mean? So, and it's actually a much more secure way of making a living. That's one thing I was mentioning to them, actually, is, you know, a lot of people talk about having the day job and, you know, they have it because they want job security. But that's the worst way to have job security, in my opinion, because you can go in any day and your boss could fire you. You know what I mean? Like, you have one customer, and that's whoever you work for, as opposed to being an artist where you have, you know, if you're an illustrator or if you're just somebody, because honestly, a lot of the people you sell to are repeat customers, you know, the ones who like your stuff, they'll buy it from you again and again. So you have a bunch of different clients and you just keep increasing the number of that as much as you can. You add one here and there, just for selling your art and stuff. And then, you know, a few different like ad revenues and other kind of products that you provide other than, you know, that. So, I mean, I plan on writing a book about, you know, doing this stuff online and all that. And I might write a bunch of books, who knows, but I'm going to start off with, you know, something basically to be complimentary to the Escape Artist Podcast. So there's going to be that. And I'm going to start putting all these things into place that I'm learning with the GTS crew and all that. And a lot of it is going to revolve around making YouTube videos and the podcast as well, which are now on YouTube as well, which I need to, like, go and add some of the old episodes and stuff. But, you know, from now on, you know, I'm posting them up on YouTube too. I missed one. There's, like, one I missed but the other week, but it wasn't the greatest podcast, and, you know, I'll probably get to it eventually. But I did put last week's up. So, yeah, I'm just going to be making mad videos, yo. And I'm going to make more art and show a lot more videos of me making art. I wasted a lot of time last night, like 3 hours, trying to figure out how to make my iPhone into a webcam, because it's better quality. So, you know, I wanted to use it, you know, maybe with Google Hangouts or something to, you know, show my art while I'm making it for long videos and stuff, like some of the Artcaster guys are doing and all that. So, I mean, I still can. I have this webcam that I can use, but it's just not the greatest, you know, quality, unfortunately. And the other option is to go out and buy something that is better quality. Even so, like, I don't know if it matters, the quality. I think Google Hangouts might just be bad quality. I don't know. Like, can you even get good quality video on Google Hangouts? I almost feel like maybe you can. Because even my iPhone, like, I tested using Google Hangouts in a way where, like, it was this back way, road type of way, you know. It wasn't the right, really, way to do it. But I, like, invited myself, and then I clicked on the link from my phone, and then I was able to, you know, stream from my phone, which I've done actually before. But the battery dies real quick while you're doing that one thing. And the second thing, the camera has a good, you know, the video has a good quality video, but on Google Hangouts, it didn't look all that great. So, I don't know, man. Maybe you can't even get good quality on Google Hangouts, which is something I don't like. But for certain purposes, it's still worthwhile to do. Like, with the working Hangout things, it's not so much about looking at the art and stuff, so it's not that big a deal. So you can still do events and stuff. It's just not going to be the greatest quality necessarily. And maybe there's another service I can use for stuff like that and then transfer that over to YouTube. We shall see. But I got one more stop here, and then I'm going to kind of close things out in a minute. So I'll pause it here for a sec. So yeah, I'm excited. There's no reason why, you know, we can't make this work. With this art and music stuff, especially, you know, with all the opportunities we have nowadays, and I don't know, like, I think there's still a lot of room for a lot of artists to make a lot of money, just on an independent level, and, you know, and I think it's possible. I don't know. I see Jeff doing it, at least. And I see a lot of other guys doing it on a more illustration level, like clients. Peter's kind of doing it with the inking, but, you know, at least, you know, he pretty much just wants to do comics, I think, from what I can tell. And I mean, he does the art stuff, too, so I guess he wants to do that, too. But, you know, it's happening. It's possible. And I think there's a lot of... I have, like, a lot of ideas that... You know, I think will maybe push me along a little better. Not better than anyone else, but just like, you know, for my better than I've been doing. I mean, I want to up the quality on some things. I'm okay with things being a little nitty gritty on some levels, but in other levels, like in some of my videos, like I'm even going to probably head over to Ocean State Job Lot on the way home tonight, because I got to go to the stores anyways, to a couple stores anyway, so, and I'm going to get one of those, like, tension rod things or whatever, where you can, like, hang, like, a sheet from it or whatever, and, I'm going to grab one of those. I actually already have one, but it's being used. And then maybe I can find some kind of cheap, like, sheet or something for kind of a background for the videos. I mean, even if not, I can just use my bookcase, where I put my comics and my, you know, vinyl records. And I think that'll be kind of cool. But it might be cool to change up the backgrounds a little bit, maybe with some color or whatever, who knows. Because I was just thinking about, there have been videos where I did that, like, in a different way. That was a little less, a little more annoying, though, because I had it, like, propped up in interesting ways, but, I remember, like, I had the sheet that I put behind me, and it looked really cool, but now I'm using that sheet for something else, and so, I don't know, I just thought, you know what, those actually look a little better than, you know, just my studio, because my studio is a mess half the time anyways, you know. Right now it is destroyed. It is really bad. Like, the worst it's been. I really gotta clean that up, so that'll probably happen soon. But it's hard because I keep changing what I'm doing, so I keep taking some equipment out, putting some equipment back, and anyways, so that'll probably keep happening. But I've been getting a lot of the things that I've been wanting to get, like, more situated in my life. I've been making that happen. Like, I've been learning how to cook, and these are small things to some maybe, but for me it's a big deal. But I've been doing a lot of, like, recipes and trying to learn how to cook different meals and stuff, and try to manage, you know, some of that better and keep things cleaner in the house and more organized. And I finally started saving money, and I'm trying to put into my 401k thing too, which I never did before. So I'm trying to do that. I also want to organize, like, our, you know, regular files and stuff again. Like, they're actually already organized, but I haven't been keeping up with them, so I want to, like, clean that all up. Because I never did it. My wife did all that stuff for a long time, and now I'm kind of taking over a lot of that. So I kind of want to take over it. Like, I want to know what I'm doing. I want to be able to just, like, have control, you know, of that kind of stuff. anyways, you know, because if I need to control the things that I can control, at least, and then, you know, it'll be easier to deal with those things that are hard to control, that I have no control over, you know what I mean, if I at least have my other ducks in a row, you know. So I also want to set up a simple system on keeping track of, like, clients and things like that, and just the business side of things. You know, it'll be simple, just like incoming, outgoing, money type stuff, budgeting things and all that fun stuff. You know, it's not the fun stuff really, but I gotta do it. And I think that a lot of us struggle in a lot of areas because we're not organized with that stuff. And we'd do a lot better if we were a little more organized. So, I don't know. I don't know really the answer for that yet. But I'm going to be trying to figure that out, because I just want to get serious about this stuff. You know, I want to be a professional. And I always have been trying to, but I want to, like, really level up in that. And really make, you know, not a go. I don't want to make a go. I want to do it. You know, I'm not trying to sit here and try and try and never get there. You know, I want to be determined. You know, we're going to make this happen one way or another. Because I think that's probably the problem that a lot of people run into, is they're not determined enough. You know, I know that's what I've probably run into, that issue. So, you know, I'm excited, though. There's a lot of things I want to do with the videos and just getting content up. And I'm not going to stress about the money, but I'm going to put the calls to action out there, you know. And I'm just going to keep pushing in a positive way and enjoy it. And have fun making some art. You know, I'm not making any money, extra money now. If I make a little extra money, that's a bonus, you know. And then I can build on that, you know, and try to focus on, like I said in the last episode, you know, not focus 100% on my failures, but at least try to learn from them and do some things different. Because that's the thing, if we're doing the same thing and then we keep getting the same results, you know, we have nobody to blame but ourselves if we didn't try something different. Because you're only going to get different results if you do different things, you know. So I'm trying some different things. I'm trying to be more bold with some things. Not in a jerky way, but in a way where, a confident way, in a authentic way, I think. You know, that's what I want to do, at least. It's my intention. And I don't know. There's a lot of fun to be had and a lot of money to be made, I think, you know. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. We all got to do it anyways. Might as well do it with something we like, you know? So, I don't know. Trying again. Putting a hand to the grindstone or something. I don't know what that metaphor is, but I'm doing it. I'm going to try. So, hopefully you guys are down to be along the ride with me and continue. You guys have been awesome. Yeah, just hit me up anytime you have any thoughts or questions or comments or whatever. And I'll be seeing you on the YouTubes and on the next episode. I have a really exciting guest coming up soon, and I'll probably get some more guests on soon. But I'm not going to go too crazy with that because... There go those pipes again. because it's something that, again, it's like the comics. Like, there's certain things that I have to start saying that's not a priority. You know what I mean? And because I don't have the resources, meaning the time, to, like, schedule, you know, a lot of things with people, and I'm not going to make interviews a priority. They're going to be something, if I can, I will. This one is kind of a special one. I am going to try to, like, schedule out some time, and it's going to suck because it's going to eat into my time with my wife, which I don't like doing. But, you know, I think it'll be a good interview, and I already got the ball rolling, so I don't, you know, want to ruin it type of thing. So, by canceling. So, we'll see. Maybe we can make a different time where it works better, but we'll see. Anyways, so yeah, I'll see you guys on the next Escape Artist Podcast, and yeah. Talk to you later.
Background music provided by Mr. Pool. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.